You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Trying to make sense of the world?
You've got Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach.
Call our toll-free number now.
Headlines, culture, and real conversation.
And now, our feature presentation.
Here's Pete and Greg.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. My name is Greg Bach, coming to you live from Radio Park in Racine, all the way up the coast in northeastern Wisconsin. And Marinette, a.k.a. Christmas City, USA, is Mr. Pete Schwabba. And then across the way, down the Highway 94, as it will, to Madison HQ, is our very own Dom Lee on the ones and twos. And we are the Yadar Hay Triangle, the triumvirate, and you are our triangulants, the folks that are listening out there. We've dubbed the triangulants. I don't know if it'll stick, but maybe we'll get some necklaces. That seems pretty cool. You are listening and or watching here with us, and we're so happy you're joining. If you missed anything from the first hour, including our discussion with Dr. Alfredo Romero regarding the U.S. economy, you can always go to civicmedia.us/shows, look for Nightlight, download episodes, and catch up. Listen to them at your leisure. Listen to them wherever you'd like. Download them as a podcast and get informed, have some fun, and then join us for the live stuff, what we're doing right now here in the second hour. There's a lot happening. We're so happy you're with us this evening, including a great conversation with Daniel Wheeler, who is here. He's going to be on the show talking about his movie he's working on called My Brother and Bigfoot. He's also moved on to the second level of Oshkosh's, that's a hard word to say, the possessive Oshkosh, that's Oshkosh's. Oshkosh's Funniest Comedian Contest, that's also taking place too. He'll be in that contest. He'll be here talking about both those things. That's coming up in just a little bit. And then we'll cap everything off with the nightcap, where we talk about what we learned, get your text messages, get your thoughts on tonight's question, which we'll restate in a moment. But we'll be doing a lot here this hour. And if you, whether you participated or not last hour in the keyword for our Accelerate Your Summer Text to Win Multi-State Contest, don't worry. If you missed it, you're not another chance in the 7 o'clock hour. If you did participate last hour, you can do it again. 7 chances per day. So in the 7 o'clock hour, we'll get you another keyword for the Accelerate Your Summer Text to Win Multi-State Contest, where you are playing for $100 and a Wisconsin Dells prize pack, including also a grand prize drawing, which will be entered into for $250 in groceries, $250 in gas, and that would be super duper fun. So that comes up in the 7 o'clock hour when we are done, and then the whole shebang starts again tomorrow at 7 o'clock in the morning. 7 more chances a day all this week. So get that Civic Media app on your device, text in that keyword, good luck. And let's keep it on moving. And by that means, I think we need to get back to the question of the night. Dom, hit it. In celebration of Scary Movie 6 opening with $55 million at the domestic box office, which is huge, and has greenlit a 7th movie, we want to know from you, what is your favorite movie franchise? Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can leave a comment on that live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. You can also get in touch with us via that Civic Media app. It's not just great for the contest, but you can call, you can text, you can listen live, you can get news on that app. So let us know your thoughts. What is your favorite movie franchise? Right here, right now, we'll be talking about your thoughts throughout the rest of this hour. And Pete, what about you? You are a movie guy. I would say you are a cinephile, and you've seen a lot of... don't undercut yourself, buddy.
I'm a movie fan, but I would be willing to bet you've maybe have seen as many movies as I have, or maybe more. You just mentioned two classics before that I haven't seen. So, but yeah, I love movies.
Yeah. So what is the franchise that, like, what's the one that either you can always go to, or the one that just always lives in your heart is like, this is the one for me. This is the one I can, you know, I really enjoy.
As I so often do, I couldn't decide. I picked two. One for sentimental reasons, which is Toy Story, because I absolutely loved watching those with my kids, and they're just outstanding movies. Mm-hmm. especially one and two. And then The Equalizer, the Denzel Washington Equalizer. Oh, there's three of them.
The trilogy, yeah.
They are all fantastic in their own way. One and two, better. But in two, where Pedro Pascal was the bad guy, and in one, the Russian mob were the villains. It's just so great. And he is just an everyman action hero. Not the steroid body, not the crazy, stupid wisecracks to the camera. It's just a great franchise. Very well done and shot beautifully.
Yeah.
So those are my two.
It looks like it's time to equalize. I think, you know, really quick, I was thinking about this because I'm watching the show Shrinking on Apple TV right now, and one of the stars is Harrison Ford. And I truly feel like Harrison Ford is one of the best action stars as well because he is an everyman. And I think one of the most important things when he is in an action movie is he's never good at being in action. And what I mean, like, his characters aren't natural action stars. Like, he's just like, he's the president, or he's like a businessman. So when he's, or a doctor in The Fugitive, he'll be punching, but he'll be falling over. He's like clumsy in his ability to fight.
Right.
So he looks like a guy who's pushed to the edge, not some guy who's like, well, you don't know, but this guy's been a CIA operative his entire life. But now he's living in upstate New York and he paints. We call him the painter. You know, like.
Right.
There's a
like
reality.
Like every guy is a trained assassin and he's the beekeeper, or he's an accountant. You know, exactly. Or, yeah, you're absolutely right.
The Bricklayer. That's literally the name of
the
movie, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so weird. But yeah, I think of Denzel Washington and Harrison Ford when it comes to action stars, the reality of it all, it's fantastic. Dom, what about you? What is a franchise? What is your franchise, or maybe a couple?
I was thinking about this throughout the show, and I think I got to go with Hunger Games. I've been watching the Hunger Games for a long, long time. Nice. My favorite one's Catching Fire, by the way. I think that's the second one. But yeah.
That's a good
noted.
One.
Noted. Thank you.
Right. But yeah, I love all of them. Mockingjay. I love Jennifer Lawrence. I think she's a great actress. So I got to go. That's an easy one. And I know there's another one coming out very soon as well. I think it's called The Sunrise on the Reaping. So that's a really good one, too. So
that's a prequel, right?
It is. Yes.
It's a sequel to the prequel that came out. So
correct.
It's,
okay.
This one will tell the story of Woody Harrelson's character.
Yes.
It's based on the book.
Excited.
And she's been, and the woman, Suzanne Collins, I think her name is. She's been writing these books now. Like, once the movies came out, she wrote the prequel book, then they made the prequel. And the prequel movie was very good. I really enjoyed it. So, that's a very decent franchise right there. For me, like, I think I always have to go back to Star Wars, even though, like, they're not the most consistent franchise anymore. But for
maybe
me,
the most prolific, for sure.
Well, I would say Marvel. I mean, officially, I would say, because Star Wars used to have this huge expanded universe that was written by non-Star Wars like employees, but like George Lucas said, hey, you can write whatever you want, just don't touch these areas of the lore. And then when Disney bought them, they're like, yeah, that doesn't matter anymore, goodbye. So I mean, it was before franchises were something we talked about, it's what I grew up with, you know. And there were only three movies and some very terrible cartoons, but I would say like Star Wars, and I would also, I'd probably say Marvel as well. I love the Marvel franchise, and that's a homework assignment. My goodness gracious, there's so much material.
I'm lost. If I started watching, they all blend together, the ones I've seen anyway, because I just kind of half watched. If I started now, it would take me a month to get through all the movies and know what happened when. And I kind of feel bad that I didn't stick with it, just so I could talk about it intelligently on this show, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, well, that's the thing, too, is I think one of the problems they had is that after the success of Endgame, they said, oh, well, you know, two of these movies alone made $4.5 billion, so let's make way more. And they said, okay. And then people were like, this feels like homework. There's just too much happening right now. So I'm hoping they pull back and up the quality, but I like Marvel. And also, I'll just throw in there John Wick. I love the John Wick movies.
Oh, those are fun, yeah.
They're not, I mean, like, the first one's amazing. The fourth one's great. The second one's okay. Third is whatever, but they're still so very fun. So
it's so funny. There's different kinds of, like John Wick is a crazy, fast-paced, almost comic book fighting style, whereas The Equalizer, he's that everyman. And the fighting's a little intense and maybe slightly overdone, but I don't know. They're both fun, and if you like action movies, you really can't go wrong with the other one.
We're very much in the big era of old man done wrong / kills everyone in front of him. That's the movies people seem to really enjoy right now. If you can't watch Yellowstone, watch Sisu. It's really weird. So before we get to the text messages, we got a call on the line right now. Mike from Milwaukee wants to answer the question as well. Mike, good evening. Welcome to Nightlight. What is your favorite movie franchise?
Hey, good evening, guys. I got to say Star Wars, hands down.
Okay.
Yeah, I think because it's like expanded to so many different other things. There's just so much content. So I love that. Oh, also, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but if you check out the Wikipedia page for Marinette, Wisconsin, someone put that the Christmas City, USA nickname under there, under media on the radio section.
What?
If you guys want to check it out.
Someone added Christmas City to it. Yeah, I forgot to. Someone,
it's working.
Mike, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. Thanks
awesome,
for reminding
Mike.
Me, Mike, because someone texted in last week and they said that it was there. If you go to Marinette's Wikipedia page, the very bottom, our names are on there. Plug in Christmas City, USA, baby.
Dude. I'm just getting started.
You got to talk to a lawyer about copywriting that thing. Okay,
I'm going to monetize it somehow.
There you go. There you go. Make a little dough.
Make some bank.
Wet Papa's beak right here. All right. We got a couple more minutes before we got to get out of here and get to our next guest. Our next guest coming up in just a little bit, Mr. Daniel Wheeler, filmmaker and comedian, will be joining us. But let's get to some text messages on tonight's question of the night, which is what is your favorite movie franchise? Dom, what do we got?
Yeah, we got quite a few. We got Monica from Mount Horeb texted in saying the Halloween series.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one. Mm,
nice, Monica.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of material, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We got Melissa from Willie Street texting and says, my favorite set of movies are the Arthur movies with Dudley Moore and Minnelli.
Forgot about those. Yeah, that's great.
The first one's great. The second one is like, okay, we can do that. But it's still fun because it's Dudley Moore being a drunk.
Yeah. Being Arthur.
We also have Michael listening in on WMDX says, Star Trek is my favorite franchise.
That's another my Jiggy. Mama's. Jackie awesome. Bach loves the Star Trek.
The go-to. What else we got here? We got John listening on WMDX says, Sergio Leone, got to love spaghetti westerns with Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There you go.
Mm-hmm. It always looks so hot in those movies.
Cindy from Appleton texting and says, oh, my gosh, Pete, Obsession was an awful movie, too violent and gory. Wow, really?
All I've heard is how amazing this movie is. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Maybe it's not for people.
Yeah.
I don't know how old Cindy is, but I know, Dom, you loved it. My son loved it. Like, young people love it.
I think Cindy is 25.
Well, I'm in my really extremely horribly late 20s as well, and I haven't seen it yet. But thank you, Cindy. Appreciate it.
What else we got? Let's do a couple more, and then we'll get to Facebook, and then we'll read the rest of them throughout the hour.
Absolutely. We have Karen texting in from Racine, says, favorite franchise, The Da Vinci Code.
Oh, you like some Dan Brown in your life.
Wow. Interesting.
Let's see what else we got. We got Jim from Brookfield saying, hello, Pete and Greg. I feel the best franchise movie has to be the James Bond series, with great actors from Sean Connery to Daniel Craig. Classic songs and the famous opening guitar riff, James Bond is clearly tops.
Thank you.
That song is based off another song, like something like The Sneezer. I don't know. But point is, I'll look that up later. Pete, we got time for a few messages on the Facebook page. What do we got from the people?
Mike on Facebook says, the road shows with Bob Hope and Bing Crosby. They did a series of Road to Zanzibar, Road to Africa, all these great movies. Thank you, Mike. Amanda says Scream, another great one, very similar to Scary Movie. Scott Tom, Star Wars, another vote for Star Wars. And Tim Baker, 007. Here's one more. Gregory Paul Smith says Sharknado. Those are great, you guys.
Blocked and reported.
No.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. All right, folks.
Parade.
All right, folks, we got to take a really quick break. But when we come back, we'll be talking to filmmaker and stand-up comedian Daniel Wheelers, a.k.a. Danny Wheels. We'll be here tonight talking about all the great things, including the Oshkosh's funniest comedian and his new movie coming out. So stick around for that. We are Pete and Greg. This is Nightlight. Stick around. You're listening and we're watching the Civic Media Radio Network.
Woohoo!
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Nightlight here on Civic Media. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead, we have the Nightcap, where we wrap things up, talk about what we've learned, and get to your text messages. Speaking of text messages and thoughts on tonight's question, what is your favorite movie franchise? Dom, give us a couple more while we got you here.
Yeah, we got Anna from texting in from Madison, says, my favorite movie franchise are the three Godfather movies.
Usually people aren't including that third one. Very, very brave. Very brave.
And we also have Nick from Marshall texting, says, Meet the Parents / Focker movies, and also Despicable Me / Minion movies.
Nice.
I like Despicable Me.
I love that. I cannot not laugh at the Minions. Even though I can understand them, I'm like, this is just hilarious.
Here's our final three from Facebook. Brenda says, Lord of the Rings. Mm. First time we've heard that one tonight. Boris, my pal Boris says, I was hoping for more National Treasures. No, he wasn't. Thank you, Boris.
I'd take one more National Treasure.
And Mary says, Ocean's franchise or Guardians of the Galaxy? Thank you, Mary Rohde. Awesome stuff, you guys. Thank you.
A franchise within a franchise.
Yeah.
Man, it's like,
how about that?
That's like 16 franchises.
Sophisticated listeners. I love that.
All right, folks, we are going to get to our second guest of the evening. He is a filmmaker. He is also a stand-up comedian performing in the second round of Oshkosh's. I got that time.
You did.
Funniest Comedian. Please welcome back to the show, Mr. Daniel Wheeler, a.k.a. Danny Wheels. Good evening, Daniel.
Good evening, everybody.
How are you this evening? I said it twice. My goodness.
I'm doing well. I'm doing
excellent.
Well. Thank you.
Excellent. Let's kick things off with Oshkosh's, it's still hard to say, Oshkosh's Funniest Comedian. We spoke with the guy. We spoke with a gentleman who was in charge of it like last month before round one took place. You are going into round two. Tell us about what you've seen and done so far. Tell us about what's coming up and how people can come see the show.
Yeah, yeah. So, being called a stand-up comedian's a little gratuitous, I think, for me. I just started like 3 months ago, and it all started when a friend said, hey, they're doing stand-up at the Plank Road Pub in Menasha. Yeah. And they had like a bucket, you know, and a put your name in there. I'm like, all right, that sounds kind of fun. I'll go try that out. So I did that the past 3 months. And then the third month, Ben Giles, who was on here.
Ben Giles, thank you very much.
Yeah, from Laughable Productions. He was one of the judges. It was kind of a Kill Tony setup. And afterwards, he said, you know, a slot opened up if you want to join the stage. Sounds, you know, come on up. So I thought that sounds like a fun challenge. I'm going to go for it. So
nice.
Dude, whenever I hear Pete, I'm going to give, this is a compliment. Whenever I hear a stand-up comic who says he's been doing it 3 months, usually that's followed by, nobody can follow me. I can't believe how fast I'm moving through the industry. You are not that guy at all. You're an artist first. And I've seen some of the clips you've sent me over Facebook. You have a very different style. And I think that's what allows you to have success earlier, because you kind of have this apathetic attitude, like you're an artist. You don't live and die with each joke or word you put forth. How does that affect, you know, in a comedy contest, I feel like you have to come out and bang. And I did one years and years ago when I first started. How does your style play in a comedy contest, or how has it so far?
I mean, each time I haven't honed my set. I've wanted to do something new each time, kind of treat it improv, you know?
Yeah.
And give it a kind of, well, for this next one, I'm doing a kind of a linear, humorous kind of Mike Birbiglia kind of,
like fashion. Storytelling.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's all around going snow tubing with my son this winter break at Nordic Mountain. And, so, you know, lots of humorous little pauses along the story. But some of the ones I did at Plank Road, the second one I did, the challenge was to see how much I could swear. And I made a paper bag puppet, and he and I were supposed to do a routine together, but he wasn't talking, and I got into it with him, and I found out that he had tried to sleep with my wife. You know, we got in a big fight. I ended up throwing him across the bar, and some people were laughing. Some were like, what is going on? So you're right. I do have the ability to just, you know, I'm not looking to try and hit the road with this. You know, I'm just having fun with it. Kind of keeping my chops tight for the comedy film that I'm working on now.
Keeping an eye on your wife when she's around paper products now? Or how do you feel about all that?
Yeah, no. She She said she didn't.
Oh boy, it sounds like Daniel, you believed her. Really good. I love that.
So I did. Won,
the believer. Yeah.
I'm doing a lot of self-editing from the jokes in my head. Like,
oh man, just let it flow, man. Let it flow. Don't get too in your head. And if someone asks you in like 6 months if you have 30 minutes, just say yes. That's what every new comedian does. Every new comedian within the first year, like, oh man, I'm totally I'm featuring now. I got 25 minutes. I'm like, you got four. You got 4 minutes, really, is what you got. Let's just be honest there.
Yeah.
We are talking to Daniel Wheeler. He is an artist, filmmaker, stand-up comedian-ish, storyteller. Yeah. He'll be taking part in Oshkosh's Funniest Comedian Round 2. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break, including we'll also discuss his new film, My Brother and Bigfoot, discuss how that's going and what people can expect from it. That's all coming up on the other side. Don't forget, you can always send us your thoughts on tonight's question. What is your favorite movie franchise? That's the question of the evening. Call or text 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can always leave a comment on the live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. And, of course, get in touch via the Civic Media app. Download it if you don't. We'll tell you why you'll need that for the contest, but that's in a little while, so you got to stick around for those details. But more with Daniel Wheeler when we come back. Go listen to some news. Get informed. Come on back. We're here. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network. Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always get in touch with us, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Tonight's question is, what is your favorite movie franchise? Let us know. We'll get to some more of your text messages and live stream messages and all that good stuff in the nightcap coming up in just a little while, where we wrap things up, talk about what we learned, and hear from you. On tomorrow's show, we'll be speaking with Blaine Halverson, who is a data center activist, to talk about an upcoming regional event called Uniting West Wisconsin that aims to push against the building of data centers, which we're seeing tons of. I mean, celebrities coming out of the woodwork now about this one. Brad Paisley's like marching against one in Nashville. But then we'll also be talking to Dan Davies, a filmmaker who will join us to talk about his remake of a cult classic, The Giant Spider Invasion. That's all tomorrow on Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach. But right now we are talking to artist, comedian, filmmaker, Daniel Wheeler, a.k.a. Danny Wheels, is back on the show. And before we were talking about your foray into comedy, which is, as you by your statement, very new. You're new to stand-up comedy. You're new to that type of performance. You are an artist and a filmmaker. You're working on a movie right now called, or you've made a movie called My Brother and Bigfoot. Tell us about that. The impetus and what's going on, because that's just a great title.
Thank you. Yeah, that is, we're filming right now for that. And I'm sorry if you hear birds in the background. It's like an aviary around me right now. My Brother and Bigfoot is an interesting film. It's about two brothers, and I play both of them. And literally 15 years ago, I recorded myself doing some kind of YouTube kind of funny stuff called The Bigfoot Hunter. Mm-hmm. And it was like a video diary kind of thing. And I just had that always around, enjoyed that. And I thought, you know what? What if, and in the end, that guy disappears in the woods. What if now I play his older brother and I'm, kind of approached by a documentary crew to do a documentary on my brother, Jonathan Thatcher. And I bring those videos back in as like VHS proof. We find character witnesses, and it's going to be a real Christopher Guest kind of best in show, mockumentary. That's what I'm working on right now. Looking to make that a 80-minute feature and, try and self-distribute that.
Nice. Where are you at with the whole existence of Bigfoot thing?
it's kind of interesting. I mean, when I discovered Bigfoot,
Bigfoot? You found him?
Yeah.
He's had a quick trip.
Quiet over there.
Anyway. Quiet, Mr. Foot.
It was like fifth grade, and I remember watching In Search Of and like, what is this Loch Ness Monster? And that creepy 70s music from In Search Of, and Leonard Nimoy did not help. with the nightmares. But the whole idea of that there was something still undiscovered, I love that, you know, about the idea. Now, do I believe it? No, I don't. But much like I also don't believe in a higher power, but I really want to. I would love to, you know, believe that, have clues and all that. So it's a constant kind of battle between, you know, the more pragmatic side and my artistic dreamer side. So it makes for some fun stories.
There's no reason to get religious here, Daniel. I was just asking you about Bigfoot. So.
Pete Schwabba censoring guests. All right. Well, I don't think it's just an artistic side, though, either, Dan. I think Dan Sheree.
Oh, D-Man.
It's also a childlike, you know, you want to believe in those things. And like, I want to believe in Bigfoot. I want to believe in all of those cryptids. I want to believe they exist. I was telling Pete and Dom earlier, we watched The Creature from the Black Lagoon. I saw for the first time this past weekend. And it's just this idea of like, oh, this could exist. And then thinking to myself, if they existed, I would never go near them because this is their habitat. This is their world. And I don't want to ruin it for them. But like, when, you know, when I feel the same way. I don't believe in Bigfoot. And the reason why I don't is because if Bigfoot actually existed, it would be on the nightly news. They would say, we have found. Instead, every time there's a TV show, we're like, we're looking for Bigfoot. At the end, it's the same outro going, well, we didn't find anything this time. Oh, well, so enjoy. Right. You know, I think a lot of people hold that childlike wonder of like, what if it was real? But I think deep down we all know Harry and the Hendersons was not based on fact.
Awkward. No. Wait a minute.
Pizza farm. What? All right.
It's true. And I also, as an artist, I love the, I love the, even, you know, the hoax of it. It's almost, you know, they're like installation pieces. They're, you know, interpretive art. When people, you know, make these, you know, casts of feet and they go out into the mud and they, you know, they spend all this time, or the Cottingley fairies, the story of that, or, you know, that is just as interesting to me, because what's the impetus behind that for those people to, you know, make a story up? Well, you're not getting anything from it. Anything, you have to hide, you know, until you die that you were part of that. So it's always interesting. Every decade seems to be a swell of Bigfoot. And, you know, I don't know what's behind that. If it's just, you know, people need something magical in their life.
I like that when I've talked to people, they have a Bigfoot Dom convention thoughts on that. Here. Pardon?
He said, Dom, thoughts on this?
I'm scared of Bigfoot. Oh, no, I'm scared of Bigfoot.
I'm scared of Bigfoot. You heard it here, folks.
Okay.
They call it the people that track him and have these conventions. When I would ask them, have you ever seen a Bigfoot? They'll say stuff like, yep, I've seen a Squatch. They call it a Squatch, like half of Sasquatch, like they're kind of in the know. And they're so confident.
Yeah.
And I just want to talk to them more and go, what proof do you have? Because I'm with you guys. I would love to see the proof. I don't know if I want one to exist or not. It'd be kind of creepy. But, hey, if they're out there, they're out there.
Well, I think, too, is like I would love for all those folks out there who are sitting in their houses deep diving the internet on conspiracy theories that are, I feel, truly harmful. I'm like, hey guys, let's just go back to Bigfoot and Loch Ness. We got a hodag up north. Let's do this for a while. Like let's cleanse it out, man. Let's just like Earth is round. We all know that. We're good. Let's go squatching. Let's just do some high quality squatching and do this as a community. You don't even have to believe. We can just do this for fun and enjoy ourselves. I think that would be a nice cleansing, and it would be an easy way to pull people out of certain conspiracy theories. Just say, let's go old school. Let's go squatching and go find the Bigfoot.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So when do you have a suspected out date, or when you're done filming? And then also tell us that, and then tell us where we can see Daniel Needs to Leave. Our guest, by the way, is the very funny Daniel Wheeler. He is a Fox Valley-based artist and actor, reluctant actor, but a very fine actor, I would say. And now he has added stand-up comedy to his repertoire. So when do you think you'll be done with the Bigfoot movie, My Brother and Bigfoot? And tell us about Daniel Needs to Leave, where we can see
it. My Brother and Bigfoot. So the nice thing about going from shooting a couple short films to this being my first feature is that a mockumentary is, you know, really just a bunch of short films stacked together.
Yeah.
So I can shoot it, you know, a weekend here for this character, a night there for this character, and kind of shuffle it all and post and figure out what the best layout is. I don't have to, you know, lay us, you know, set aside 2 weeks and get everybody at a B&B and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Maybe next time, but this is a nice bite right here, and I hope to get it done, you know, by Christmas area.
Okay.
But yeah, we'll see how it goes. Nice. It's a work in progress too, because like I have ideas for all these characters, but you know, once I get them, then there's a sit down between myself and Dan Davies is in this movie. He's the documentarian.
He's on tomorrow night. Yeah. So yeah. I'll make sure he doesn't badmouth you as a director.
Yeah. We sit down and we have some deep discussions, you know, me talking about the VHS tapes, and I'm very closed off and reluctant to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And I'm obviously haven't grieved the loss of my brother. So there's this absurdist humor along the top with real, you know, emotional human, you know, connections below it that I hope at the end people kind of feel a little sideswipe, like, wow, you know, that kind of hit me in the heart there.
Gotta call my brother.
exactly. Daniel needs to leave. Yeah, great.
Can we see it somewhere?
You got to talk to Craig Kinnett. He's he's the director and the magical mind behind that. I believe it's still on. It's you know, festival run. So after that, I would assume he would put it up. Yeah, for public viewing.
You guys, nice. Greg and Dom, you would love this movie because Daniel is Daniel trying to leave a party. Just wants to go home. And every time he gets to the door, there's a beer out of nowhere. He takes a beer.
Yeah.
It's
just
my kind. Wisconsin goodbye. It's brilliant. It's so
that is
funny.
My pure nightmare. Just by, like, because it's like, just, they want to go. Hey, Greg, what's going? No, leave me alone.
Right.
So you've got Daniel needs to leave. The my brother and Bigfoot. We got stand up comedy, and this is like a two parter right here. So under your name on the live stream, it says Art Department Films. Talk about that a little bit, and then also, you know, maybe not working on it right now, but thoughts on like your next project, whether it's film or whatever, like what else do you have like going on up here in the dome saying, here's something I really want to work on next.
Yeah. Well, Art Department Films, I made that LLC when I started making the films and trying to go real legit. Yeah. And so that's kind of the overall umbrella. Under that, I made a couple of shorts, The Last Witch in Wisconsin, and The Voice in the Vessel. And The Voice in the Vessel both are doing real well. One, Last Witch in Wisconsin, you can see on the artdepartmentfilms.com website.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Nice. And then, but The Voice in the Vessel is still on a festival run. So that's.
How did it do in Beverly? I know you made the Beverly Hills Film Festival. How did that go?
Went really well. Yeah. Jason Buss, one of the producers and the lead human actor in that, he went out there for that, had a blast. Awesome. Yeah, it did real well. Good reception. So that was such a treat to get that acceptance. Next project, I kind of want to go back to something creepy. Everything's very Wisconsin gothic for me and has autobiographical elements. So I love the northern woods of Wisconsin growing up playing in there.
Oh yeah.
And so I have an idea for a movie called Pine. And it's just about this creepy kid that's covered in pine sap and pine needles. That's kind of, we find, why is he, you know, befriend this little me out there? But that's a little more ambitious than what I'm looking for right now. So we'll see. It's a growing process.
There you go.
Awesome.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to put Art Department Films website on our show notes so people can check out what you're doing and like you can follow you and whatnot. And really quick, we've got about a minute. When is Oshkosh's Funniest Comedian Round 2 happening? People want to come down and check it out?
Yes, it's at the Oshkosh Arena, and it is June 19th. That's a Friday from 7 to 9. I hear tickets are easily gotten at the door, so don't have to worry about, and you save a couple bucks.
Nice. All right.
Well, buddy.
If you are in the Oshkosh area, support local business, support these events, go see some local comedy and check out Oshkosh's Funniest Comedian. Enjoy Daniel's performance. Daniel Wheeler is an artist, comedian, filmmaker, all the things. Check out Art Department Films. And Daniel, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time tonight.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
All right. When we come back, we're going into the nightcap where we read the last of the text messages, talk about what we learned, and kick on out of here. So we're almost done, but stick around for the last segment. You are listening and or watching Nightlight with Pete and Greg.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. If you want to get in touch, give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also leave a text with that number as well. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite movie franchise? We are officially in the nightcap, so let's get to the last of the messages, regardless of whether they're in context of the question. We just want to hear from the people. Dom, what are the people talking about tonight?
Yeah, we still got a few more. We got Edward texting in on WMDX, says, I shamelessly enjoy all of the Alien films. 3 and 4 get a lot of guff, but they bring each of these great directors their own distinctive style to the franchise. Yeah. I will not allow the worthless Alien vs. Predator garbage movies to participate in this.
Okay.
Otherwise, great collection.
If it wasn't for Alien 3, I think it was, I don't think David Fincher would be the director he is today, because it was that experience directing an Alien film that turned him into the 200-take perfectionist, anal-retentive film director he is today.
If it weren't for that, Gwyneth Paltrow's character's head would still be attached.
Oh, dude, someday I'll tell. I found out a really amazing story about the movie 7 as far as, like, how it got made and, like, the trickery and whatnot, but it's a pretty cool story. But let's keep it on track here, Greg.
Yeah.
Let's not pizza farm it for a second time tonight. And what else we got?
Greg, this is aimed for you. Chris in Madison's texting and says, I'm so glad you enjoyed Creature from the Black Lagoon. The Universal Monsters are actually my favorite movie franchise. I watch the anniversary set every year around Halloween.
Nice.
And
nice.
That works.
We also have another text in coming in, says, nothing beats seeing a Star Wars movie in the theater, the sound of a lightsaber igniting and the TIE fighting flying across the screen. Nothing comes close.
All right. We have any other thoughts? I think Melissa got in touch with us earlier about our discussion with Alfredo Romero.
Absolutely. Melissa from Willie Street texting in, says, love this guest. Unfortunately, there are people like John and I who were recently given notice of our site for work. Things were very tough for us both in the coming months. And then she says, unemployment is never enough to cover all your expenses. And then she says, sorry, our company is closing in Madison, to clarify.
I'm so sorry to hear that Melissa and John. Our hearts are with you, and we really hope it's as there's as little pain as possible on that one. I can't even imagine. So, yeah, we're thinking of you both. Thank you so much thank you for letting us know
Absolutely.
As well. I saw there's a couple more on the text line.
There's a few more. We got Shasta and listening in on Eau Claire says, Pelly was a war correspondent and Maher is a sellout.
Bill Maher. Yeah, he's an idiot. He's an absolute idiot. I said it.
You know, I'm just going to share a Bill Maher story quick. I got bumped from the Chicago Improv in like 1993 because they wanted to bring Bill Maher in.
Yeah.
I went up to him and met him and shook his hand, and it was that lame, I'm not giving anything in this handshake. That was
wet
my
noodle.
Only time ever meeting. Yeah, it was like, I'm like, I'm just holding your hand right now. It was so weird. And he was not personable at all.
Yeah. He's
so there you go.
Shocking. I'd be surprised if you said, oh, he's a really magnanimous guy. He was really, really super sweet and nice. And exactly. Talked to me about comedy, gave me a guest set. No, of course not. All right, what else we got on the text line?
We got one more. We got Stefan listening on WMDX says 186,000 average for Biden in 2024. Trump can't even hit the average with his best month.
Oh, wow. Job creation. That's right. And also, that's like it's the projection versus the reality of it all. But
did you get Tyler's text?
There's Tyler and there's Mark left too. Okay. So.
Yes, we also got Tyler. Yes, listening on Columbia County says Jason Bourne. Even the government is afraid.
Yeah.
Oh, those are great. I can't believe nobody said that.
Yeah. And then we got Mark listening in from the sack says, there was that song with the lines, Bigfoot's coming, gonna get you. Bigfoot is on the prowl. We played that.
Never heard that
song. That was scary just hearing you say that, Dom.
Yeah, I'm frightened. I want to go in the woods and All right, we got a couple more thoughts here on the Facebook page, on my Facebook page. Melissa K., our very own Melissa K., love her to death. Hey. Back to the Future and Indiana Jones. Those are, I mean, I don't think either one of us, none of us said that one.
Those are great.
Victoria, my buddy, says Star Wars. Phil says, oh man, hard-hitting questions on a Monday. So many contenders, Spider-Man, both Tobey Maguire and Tom Holland. Indiana Jones, notice he didn't say Andrew Garfield. Indiana Jones, Back to the Future, Jurassic Park, Superman with Christopher Reeve.
Wow.
Avengers, Star Wars, the list goes on. And then finally, my friend Amy says, Creed is up on my list as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, those are some very fun movies.
Awesome answers.
Yeah, really appreciate everyone getting in touch with us. And we got a couple on the live stream, too, here. Dale says, I don't know what my favorite would be, but my least favorite are those animated Spider-Man films. Very meh and boring. Okay, to each their own. I disagree, but cool. Bonnie says, Raiders.
I love that.
And then Mark says on the live stream, Bigfoot coming 1976, Bro Smith, when the moon hangs high on the breast of the... that's just the lyrics. Okay, give me the lyrics. All right.
We don't have time for karaoke right now.
Exactly. Slam poetry is after the show.
I love the effort, though. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, folks, we got to get out of here. But don't forget, tomorrow we're talking to Blaine Halverson. He is a data center activist discussing his upcoming event called Uniting West Wisconsin. And then Dan Davies, who is in a film with Daniel Wheeler, will be on here talking about his new movie. It's a remake of the cult classic, The Giant Spider Invasion. That's going to be tomorrow. Don't forget, after we are done, another keyword in our Accelerate Your Summer text to win multi-state contest. Make sure you stick around for that. Make sure you have the Civic Media app on your device, because you need that app in order to participate. You're going to play for $100 and a Wisconsin Dells prize pack, plus a grand prize for $250 in gas, $250 in groceries. So stick around for that. Whole thing starts again tomorrow. Good luck. Pete, really quick, what did you learn tonight?
I need to know a lot more about the economy. Alfredo was a great guest, yes, as was my pal Daniel Wheeler. But one of many things. And I'm going to watch the basketball game tonight to see the Trump response. It should be interesting.
Dom, what'd you learn?
Just I need to know more movie franchises. I gotta watch more movie franchises. I haven't watched enough, yes, so I gotta watch more.
Gotta watch more movies. Yeah. All right, folks. Let's see what I learned here. I learned that economic indicators are great, but we need to know more about the economy to really figure out what's going on. And inflation is highly, highly misunderstood. All right, folks, we gotta get out of here. Thank you to Tucker, to Dom, to Engineering Traffic for all the work they do. Thank you to everyone who called, texted, got on the live stream. Thank you so much. We'll be back tomorrow, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. as always. It's time to go say goodnight to the people, Pete.
Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.